Okay, it's Tuesday evening. It's the 28th of February, 2023. This is the evening rambling. I've done two shows today, 6 or 7 minutes each, not very long, 10 minutes each, maybe. But there's a definite sign of people getting sick with vaccine injuries. I just had a conversation with a woman who's been in hospital for a blood transfusion. She had a heart attack last November and she's had 20 pints of blood. She's pale, very, very pale. I didn't recognise her. I've met her a few times and spoken to her, but I didn't recognise her. She's white as a sheet. So there's something serious going on. I don't know whether it's a vaccine thing, but vaccine injury and heart attacks is a known problem. I don't know what that would do to your blood system to make you need a blood transfusion of that scale. But that's the first person I've met who's had a recent heart attack and looks very, very sick. So I don't know how many more people there are. I know it's about 15% increased mortality, excess mortality at the moment. And, well, that was last year's figure. I don't think it's changed, though. It was actually higher in January. I don't know what the February figures are, because I rely on John Campbell for that data. But it's a serious, serious problem we've got. It's a very, very serious problem we've got. So there's underlying conditions from the spike protein in the vaccine, produced by the vaccine. It produces inflammation. It goes through past the blood-brain barrier into your brain. So it can produce brain inflammation, Parkinson's disease symptoms, not to mention the infertility, all the other things that go along with it. There's a big problem. There's a big, big problem, and people aren't seeing it. And unfortunately, the people who are seeing it are doing the best they can to shout, doing the best they can to draw attention to it, but it requires a very, very big media campaign of some sort. It requires a major situation. I know that there's an inquiry going on in Thailand at the moment. It's one of the Thai princesses is in a coma after taking the alleged vaccine. So the Thai royal family are looking into that in a serious way. I know that there's some legal operations going on in the States. I think also there's a legal situation going on in Switzerland. But this is a very, very, very serious situation, and we need to be careful about what we do and how we do it. Because people will point the finger and it'll get ugly. If we do the wrong thing in the wrong way, it'll get ugly. Because nobody would want to see this. Nobody will want to see it. It's basically genocide. It's basically eugenics, genocide, whatever you call it. It's a 20% reduction in the birth rate and a 15% increase in excess mortality. Both of those things. But it's not an accident, is it? How can it be an accident when the spike protein is known to be toxic? All of these things were known. They've been researching for 10 years, the mRNA process. They know these things are likely to happen, and yet still they rolled out 5 billion vaccines or whatever it was, some horrific number. I don't even believe the situation we're in, quite honestly. It just blows my mind blows my mind. It's a very, very, very serious situation. I know I've said that a few times, but it is. It is. What we do about it, I'm not 100% sure. I'm being very careful and very specific about the protests that I go to. I'm being careful and specific about what I say. I'm doing my best to get the word out, but it's not an easy thing. People don't want to hear it. They really don't want to hear it. And you can only hear something that you're willing to be open to. If you're not open to it, there's no amount of shouting makes a difference. If somebody's not open to hearing what you've got to say, or reasoned argument, no amount of reasoned argument makes a difference either. So it's just going to have to be the way it is until enough people have died or enough people have been seriously injured that people start putting things together for themselves. It's horrendous. It's absolutely fucking horrendous, man. Absolutely horrible.